Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Russ Marlin, who is with the Michigan Department of Corrections. Russ, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Tony?
You know, I never get to call Russ and say, Russ, you know, let's talk about this good thing or this fun thing. There's always tough stuff I got to ask you about.
I know. We should talk about something pleasurable one time.
That's why they pay you the big bucks, right? I saw a story written by L.L. Brazier and Gina Damron from the Detroit Free Press, and I'll read the first couple paragraphs for it. It says, the Michigan Department of Corrections has released thousands of dangerous criminals into the community without adequate supervision, resulting in more than 34 murders tied to parolees and probationers in southeast Michigan since June 2011, and also has failed to properly manage the $2 billion budget the former director of internal affairs charged in a recent complaint. In a grievance filed recently with the Civil Service Commission, Stephen Marshke said that he was wrongly terminated in May for being a whistleblower. How do you respond to that?
Well, obviously these allegations come from a grievance from a man that I've known for a while who used to run our internal affairs section. That is true. His position was eliminated in May. We're under a lot of pressure from the legislature to cut costs, to cut higher-level administrative positions rather than frontline worker positions. He was a 17-level, which is the same level as our prison wardens. So he made about $112,000 a year and supervised nine people. Our prison wardens supervise 350 employees, have anywhere from 1,200 to 2,500 prisoners they're responsible for, $30 million budgets. So we look at the number of positions that we eliminated, and we have eliminated over 2,200 over the last 5 years. He was one that popped up that it was a position that was eliminated for efficiency reasons. And there was another 17-level person that was, his position was eliminated that same day. So I think I don't want to get into too many of the allegations because this grievance is still pending, but I think this is just sour grapes on the part of Mr. Marshke. He's made a lot of allegations in this grievance that are just flat not true. Some of them I have direct knowledge of. He made references to me as well, and it's just I think he's upset that his position was eliminated, and he's saying a lot of things that aren't true to form the basis of a whistleblower.
All right, this is an ongoing investigation. I understand that. So the only allegation I will ask you about, is it true that 34 murders tied to parolees and probationers in southeast Michigan have happened since June 2011, which makes me wonder, here in mid-Michigan, are there any ties there? Is that true?
You know, I haven't looked at the direct number. I mean, it may very well be true, but I think one of the things he was talking about was he made some statements in this that about my boss, the director, made at a meeting. And once my boss started seeing some of these very violent crimes being committed by parolees and probationers, people under our supervision in the Metro Detroit area, late last year, early this year, he pulled us together and said, this is unacceptable. And, I don't know historical data if this is any more than have occurred in the past. But what he said is, this is unacceptable. We're going to put in place some plans to stop this. He developed an 8-point plan to go after absconders. We started embedding parole agents into police departments, sharing information, doing some things to stop this from occurring.
All right, Russ, I've got some more questions for you. I'll be in touch. We appreciate your time. I've got to get to a hard break here. But, you know, the main question, I guess I got about 45 seconds left. Mismanagement. Is the Department of Corrections being mismanaged?
Absolutely not. I think these are baseless allegations by a man who was upset that he lost his high-paying job.
But I think we can agree, though, Russ, and I'm not trying to put words into your mouth, but you need more people and you need more staffing. You need more money.
Well, I think we're doing very well, and I think that you know, Mr. Marski, a lot of these things he didn't have any direct knowledge or experience in. His only job before this job was on the parole board as a political appointment. So he hasn't come up to the corrections ranks like folks like myself and other folks have. So,
all right, Russ, I appreciate your time so much. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
It's 8:57. You're listening to 1320 WILS. The news is next with Rich Hurl on 1320 WILS.